He's created all things. All things are created by him, for him, and he holds everything together. Christ has created it. He holds it together. The only thing that keeps this world spinning on its axis is Christ. That's it. One of the exhibits that they showed was how that they proved that the earth actually is revolving. Because it's obviously back in the day, you don't feel anything. How is the earth spinning? We're not spinning. They did the little pendulum and it showed them and proved to them that yes, indeed, the earth is moving. The only reason it's moving is because Christ has said to keep moving. He holds it together. The pressure to hold things together, it's not yours. And it's not mine. I want to relieve you of a burden that you're carrying. I believe you probably are. The pressure to hold things together, it's not yours. Don't try to take that obligation from Christ. By him, all things are held together. A preacher can fall victim to this. I fall victim to this probably every other hour. If I don't do this, that's going to fall apart. If I don't do this, that's going to fall apart. And I was reading this, and just conviction heaped upon my heart. And it was just like, it was a conviction, though, that was freeing. Because God says, who do you think you are? I'm the one holding all this together. And you know what? I can hold it together. If you make a biggest fool of yourself that's ever been made and can't preach a lick, I can hold it together. And guess what? If you preach it with eloquence and crowds come to listen to you and I don't hold it together, it's going to fall. Because I'm the one that holds it together. Dads, you feel pressure. I feel that pressure. My children, my wife, my home, I'm going to hold it together. Give that to God. He's the one that holds it together. As Peter said, cast all your care upon him. And it is this picture literally just throwing it, casting it. And you know what you've got to do to cast your care upon God? You have to swallow your pride. Because if it succeeds, it wasn't you. But I want to release you of the burden that you're feeling, that you have to hold it all together. Christ holds it together. He holds everything together. And so, and I will just briefly finish, and so, he receives the preeminence. He is the head of the body, verse 18, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. I want to ask you a question. And I want you to really think about it, not only now. I want all of us to take this question with us all week. And of course thereafter. But I want us to think about it every day. Almost have it written down on something that you look at every day. What in my life is Christ not preeminent in? And there will be something, if we're honest. What? Our jobs, our relationships, our free time, in our lives, in everything, in all things, he is to be preeminent. And I can tell you probably without any reservation that the areas that you're having the most problems with in your life are the areas he's not preeminent. If you're lost, it's because he's not preeminent at all. And so your whole life is a struggle. If you've been saved and you know him, but there's a part of your life that he's not preeminent in, I just almost guarantee you that's the place where your trouble either is or it soon will be. Is there something you're not willing to give him? What is it? What is it? Give it to him. Christ, you're preeminent in this. You are preeminent. You are the first. You are the focus. You are everything. And I see, Father, that nothing else would be right because in him all things were created by him. In him all things were created for him. He holds everything together. So it just makes sense that he ought to be preeminent in everything. Everything. Absolutely everything.